Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. India conducts precision strikes on Pakistan military targets in retaliation to Islamabad's escalatory and provocative actions. New Delhi says Pakistan Army continues attacking India's western borders using drones, long-range weapons and fighter jets. Indian forces neutralizes the attacks effectively. Indian armed forces dismiss Pakistan's claim of having destroyed several Indian targets as malicious misinformation campaign. India says Pakistan Army moving troops towards forward areas indicating an offensive intent, asserts Indian armed forces are in high state of operational readiness. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and three services chief. Foreign Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar speaks to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio amid tensions between India and Pakistan, says India's approach has always been measured and responsible and remains so. Five top Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorists killed in Indian strikes in Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. U.S. President Donald Trump calls for a 30-day unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, warns violations can trigger new sanctions. India records steady downward trend in maternal and child mortality between 2014 and 2021. And in archery, India bags gold in men's compound team event at the World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai. And now the news in detail. The Indian Armed Forces have carried out precision strike on Pakistan military targets, including technical infrastructure, command and control center, radar sites and weapon storage areas in retaliation to Islamabad's escalatory and provocative actions. India targeted Rafiki, Murid, Chaklala, Rahimpur Khan, among others, using air-launched weapons from Indian fighter aircraft. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh elaborated the details of the actions taken by the armed forces. She informed that the Pakistan Army has been observed moving its troops towards forward areas, indicating an offensive intent to further escalate the situation. She asserted that Indian armed forces are in a state of operational readiness and all hostile actions have been effectively countered.
Pak military has been observed to be moving their troops into forward areas, indicating offensive intent to further escalate the situation. Indian armed forces remain in a high state of operational readiness. All hostile actions have been effectively countered and responded appropriately. Indian armed forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is reciprocated by the Pakistan military.
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh added that Indian Armed Forces carried out precision attack only at identified military targets in response to Pakistan action. She said radar sites in Pasur and Sialkot Aviation Base were also targeted. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh informed that Pakistani Army is continuously attacking the western borders by using drones, long-range weapons, loitering munitions and fighter jets. She said India effectively neutralized the attacks.
Air intrusion and several harassment attacks were also attempted from Srinagar till Nalia at more than 26 locations. Indian Armed Forces successfully neutralized these threats and majority of the vectors. However, limited damage was sustained to equipment and personnel at Indian Air Force stations at Udhampur, Pathankot, Adampur and Bhuj.
The wing commander added that the Pakistani side tried to infiltrate through air at more than 26 places from Srinagar to Chalia and they damaged the country's equipment and personnel at Air Force bases in Udhampur, Bhuj, Pathankot and Bhatinda. Colonel Qureshi added that Pakistan used high-speed missiles to target Punjab's air base last night and they even attacked health facilities and schools in Srinagar, Avantipur and Udhampur. She said Indian Armed Forces is committed to non-escalation provided Pakistan's side reciprocates. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh also pointed towards the malicious misinformation campaign of the Pakistani side that they destructed Indian S-400 system and damaged airfields at Suratgarh and Sirsa. She unequivocally rejected these false claims being spread by Pakistan.
Pakistan has also attempted to execute a continued malicious misinformation campaign with claims of destruction of Indian S-400 system at Adampur, destruction of airfields at Suratgarh and Sirsa, Brahmos base at Nagrota, RT gun positions at Dehrang Yari and Chandigarh forward ammunition depot, with heavy damages to other military stations being propagated on social media. India unequivocally rejects these false narratives being spread by Pakistan.
During the press conference, India also released time-stamped images showing its air bases unharmed to counter Pakistan's propaganda. The Pakistan government had claimed air base at Sirsa and Suratgarh were targeted by their weapons system. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said it is a Pakistani act that constituted provocation and escalation, and in response to Pakistani actions, India responded in a measured way. Foreign Secretary emphasized that Pakistan continues with its execrable and wanton campaign of targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure, especially in the states of Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab. Mr. Misri also rejected the Pakistan's claims of missile strikes on religious sites, terming it baseless. He also said that Pakistan is making frivolous allegations that Indian missiles have hit Afghanistan.
Claims have been made about large sections of Indian critical infrastructure, power systems, cyber systems, etc., being attacked and destroyed. Completely false. I would urge all of you and all those who watch this not to be misled by this tissue of lies that is being peddled by the Pakistani state for obvious purposes.
Mr. Misri said Afghan people do not need to be reminded, and they are fully aware that which country targeted civilians and country's infrastructure. Mr. Misri said that Pakistani officials also continue to make ludicrous claims about India firing missiles towards Sri Amritsar Sahib, as these lame attempts to divide India are doomed to failure. Now we go over live to our correspondent Bhupendra for latest updates. Bhupendra, what more details you have regarding the ongoing Operation Sindoor?
Yeah, Anuja, just a news came that five terrorists were killed during the Indian strike on 7th May in Pakistan, and these terrorists were associated with Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Tayyiba. And last night, the Indian Armed Forces retaliated and targeted several military bases of Pakistan. Many targets, including Pakistan command and control centers, radar sites and weapons storage areas, were attacked. And Pakistan has suffered heavy losses in the retaliatory attacks. Apart from this, the Indian Army destroyed Pakistani post and terrorist launch pads near Jammu, from where tube-launched drones were launched. At the same time, Pakistan fired on a border security force post in the Jammu sector. In retaliation, Pakistani rangers post and assets were heavily damaged. The terrorist hideout in Luni in Sialkot district of Pakistan were completely destroyed by the BSF. The Indian Armed Forces also successfully foiled drone attacks by Pakistan in 26 places from Baramulla to Bhuj on the international border and the line of control last night. Yanuja, the Pakistani army is constantly attacking India's western borders through drones, long-range weapons and fighter jets, but the Indian Armed Forces are constantly foiling these nefarious designs of Pakistan. Last night, Pakistan attacked Air Force bases in Udhampur, Bhuj, Pathankot, Bhatinda, and Pakistan used high-speed missiles to target Air Force bases in Punjab and also attacked health facilities and schools in Srinagar, Avantipur and Udhampur. Anuja, Pakistan is not only attacking on the borders, but it is also fully engaged in spreading propaganda against India through its false claims. Pakistan is continuously making false claims about its action. India refuted these claims and said that Pakistan's claim of destroying Indian S-400 system is baseless, and the news of damage to airports in Suratgarh and Sirsa is also false. Anuja.
Thank you, Bhupendra, for that comprehensive update. Five terrorists of Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Toyba were killed in Pakistan after India launched Operation Sindoor. Sources said these terrorists are Mudassar Khadiyan Khas, alias Abu Jundal, Hafiz Muhammad Jamil, who was the eldest brother-in-law of Maulana Masood Azhar, Muhammad Yusuf Azhar, Khalid alias Abu Akasha, and Muhammad Hassan Khan. These terrorists were neutralized on the 7th of this month during the operation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and the three service chiefs. The meeting took place at his residence in the national capital amid India's retaliatory action against Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio this morning amid tensions between India and Pakistan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India's approach has always been measured and responsible and remains so. The statement issued by the U.S. Department of State, quoting spokesperson Tammy Bruce, said, Secretary Rubio emphasized that both sides need to identify methods to de-escalate and re-establish direct communication to avoid miscalculation. He further proposed U.S. support in facilitating productive discussions to avert future disputes. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India's all-out attack to counter Pakistan's aggression has left the terror-spawning Pakistan anxious. As a result, Pakistan is now resorting to a vindictive disinformation campaign in a digital space. From pushing fake videos to morphed images on social media platforms, Terror Factory Pakistan is making desperate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative and manipulate public perception.
Pakistan's despairing pursuit of propagating fake news on the digital battleground has been no different than its inevitable descent in shielding terrorism on its soil. A helpless Pakistan is now cornered to paint fake news and malicious content on the digital walls. A barrage of baseless content involving capturing of Indian soldiers and destruction of Indian defense systems is being hopelessly thrown by various Pakistani social media channels to whitewash and mask Pakistan's inescapable loss in the global media. A video claiming the capture of an Indian female Air Force pilot in Pakistan is being circulated in the social media. Similarly, a 2016 image is being peddled by various pro-Pakistan social media accounts to falsely claim that three fighter jets have been crashed in different areas of the Himalayan region. Another fake claim that an Indian pilot has ejected from a fighter jet over Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is also being disseminated across various platforms, which reflects the evident frustration of the terror breeding ground Pakistan. With Divakar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Government has issued advisory to all media channels to refrain from using civil defense air raid siren sounds in their programs other than community awareness drive. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for a 30-day unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, warning that violations can trigger new sanctions. In a social media post, President Trump said talks with the two countries continue. He said if the ceasefire is not respected, the U.S. and its partners will impose further sanctions. India has witnessed a steady downward trend in maternal and child mortality towards achievement of Sustainable Development Goal 2030 targets. As per the Sample Registration System Report 2021, released by the Registrar General of India, maternal mortality ratio dropped significantly from 130 to 93% lakh live births. In Archery World Cup Stage 2, India won three medals in Shanghai today. The men's compound team of Abhishek Verma, Ojas Deotale and Rishabh Yadav won gold, defeating the Mexico team 232-4-228 in the final. They had earlier beaten Denmark in the semi-final and Great Britain in the quarter-final. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India conducts precision strikes on Pakistan military targets in retaliation to Islamabad's escalatory and provocative actions. New Delhi says Pakistan Army continues attacking India's western borders using drones, long-range weapons and fighter jets. Indian forces neutralizes the attacks effectively. Indian Armed Forces dismiss Pakistan's claim of having destroyed several Indian targets as malicious misinformation campaign. India says Pakistan Army moving troops towards forward areas, indicating an offensive intent, asserts Indian Armed Forces are in high state of operational readiness. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and three services chiefs in the national capital. Foreign Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar speaks to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and amid tensions between India and Pakistan says India's approach has always been measured and responsible and remains so. Five top Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorists killed in Indian strikes in Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. U.S. President Donald Trump calls for a 30-day unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, warns violations can trigger new sanctions. India records steady downward trend in maternal and child mortality between 2014 and 2021. And with that, we end the midday news.